Oren, before we get into some sound here from Xavier Watts, Caden Ellis, coach, I got a ton of audio to give to y'all from Flowery Branch. Is Bill Belichick really about to step down at UNC? This story is crazy. It's Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you till 10.
We knew it was going to be bad.
Not this bad.
But the mess that, like, I saw a quote, one of the guys who did a piece today works for The Guardian. Ollie, I think it's
Ollie Connolly. He's had a couple of these.
The scoops with Belichick.
Yeah, the scoops.
One of the defensive assistants was quoted by him saying, "We have effed it up for these kids."
Yeah, because it's become more about his social life than it has playing football. It's not a prestigious football university, but it's certainly a prestigious university.
He never wanted to be there, and it just became something that he thought he could. You thought maybe you could throw every single NFL resource that you had and try to quickly turn this thing into an NFL team because you have experience running an NFL team.
No, not going to happen like that.
Bill. You can't just do that.
It's their bye week. You think it happens now?
What's funny, too, about the bye week is how coaches, also in the article, talks about they have had issues trying to get a hold of him this week.
Could you imagine that?
Trying to get a hold of him.
Every other coach at a collegiate and professional level is obsessive compulsive, as Bill was, about the job for years.
You have to go out of your way to not see those. You have to go out of your way in Athens at the Butts Mirror Building to not see Kirby Smart.
And it's become a situation where he's losing credibility by the hour at this point. I mean, have we ever seen a coach of his stature fall from grace this mightily? I mean, maybe Joe Paterno?
If you look at the inverse with the guy going from college to the NFL, oh, that 1 year in Jacksonville for Urban, that was fun.
That's a good call.
That was really fun.
John Gruden had a big fall from grace. But none of those guys are at the level of Bill Belichick. That's the difference.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Even with Urban, too. Like, it was bad with Urban, but it was – I mean, there was some professional stuff, but also personal stuff. This seems to be more professional than anything else. And you would think that that would be the one side of things that would not be as affected
this
the
would
professional
be like,
side of
could
things.
You imagine, like, Snit and Ronnie marital problems, and that's leading the FanDuel Network sports broadcast?
I think I told you this last night where I saw a tweet where Getty had 53 images posted from UNC's last football game. And of the 53 images that it posted, photographs that they posted, 27 of them were of guess what?
No, you didn't tell me this. Hold on. You say it again?
They posted 53 photos from the UNC game this past Saturday against Clemson. 53 photos.
And Getty, for those who don't know, is like – if you're if 92.9 wants to use a photo, we have to partner with a Getty in order to use their photo. So we can't just Google image search a photo and put it up on the website. Getty is that service. They go to games and take pictures. So you said
57 photos.
57 photos from the game. 23 are
what?
Of what? Bill and Jordan.
Just Jordan.
Just Jordan. Wow.
23 images of the 57 were dedicated to Jordan Hudson.
Well, if that doesn't tell you every single little thing you need to know, I don't know what does. That situation is a mess. Does he ever coach again after this?
Yeah, I think some NFL team will take a chance on him just because
you do?
Because of the success he had in the NFL.
Like, if the Cardinals fire Jonathan Gannon tomorrow, you think they'd call Bill Belichick?
Absolutely they would. I think they would.
You know what? You're probably right.
I think they would call him. I think if
Tennessee,
the Browns fire somebody.
The Browns? Because
there's still too much of he doesn't know how to do college football. He doesn't know how to build a college football team. He doesn't know how to run a college football program.
Clearly.
He has experience doing that in the NFL. And I know he's sans Brady right now. And sans Brady Belichick is like sans Dabo with Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, like having all-star quarterbacks. Him not having an all-star quarterback, an all-pro quarterback, makes him a bit more human in terms of how he runs a football team and how things go, you know, results-wise.
Much more human, I'd say.
Yeah.
To the tune of being awful. Here's this for a sexy one. What if the Giants fired Dable at the end of the year?
That's another one. I mean, there are enough.
Man.
There are enough, and I would venture to say he probably is a fan of Jackson Dart. So I would venture
to
say.
Yeah, that's a piece that you want to go there and build around.
Yeah, so there's teams that have.
Dolphins?
There's enough teams in the NFL where not all of them have to call. You just got to get one to kind of fall in love with you, and I think there would be one team in the NFL this offseason, if he's available, that was going to fall in love.
Well, Dolphins would be perfect symmetry because the guy he's chasing is their guy.
Absolutely.
And the Giants, we know the ties there. Interesting stuff. I think, if they're going to do it, just do it. I mean, it's the bye week. Get it. I don't even know who would take over as the interim. What is son? Oh, his son, right? Is that
That'd
Nolan?
Even worse.
But is that Nolan Void now if he leaves five games into the season?
I would think as part of the buyout packages, they'd have to negotiate something where, hey, nobody stays here, dude.
Yeah, why
nobody
would you,
stays.
Why would you,
take,
want
you
that?
Take Lombardi with you. You take your son with you. You take everybody with you, and we start this thing from scratch. It sucks, too, for that university because say what you want to about Mac Brown. Mac was an okay coach. I get that he wasn't.
They were competitive.
They were competitive, and a small group of boosters decided that they didn't want Mac anymore and Belichick was available, so they were going to go and do whatever they could to essentially go over Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director's head, and make this happen.
I mean, to be fair, just to counter a little bit, it is Bill Belichick. Like,
it
at
is
the end
Bill
of the
Belichick.
Day, like, I know what's happened since, but at the time, like, that's still Bill Belichick. He has 8 Super Bowl
Your
rings.
Eyes get kind of big if yeah. Belichick has interest in your job. And more importantly, too, if he comes in and he's got, the binders, he's been talking about this all offseason for a couple months of how he wants to do this and how he can do this, and he comes in with this huge plan. I mean, I will say Bill doesn't lack for – and that's what makes this whole thing kind of crazy, too. He doesn't lack for organizational skills.
No, not at all. But it seems like this is a perfect storm of not enough talent, all the outside crap, and now that they're losing, it just becomes – essentially disinterest.
The quote he had after the Clemson game, he's like, we're not doing anything like really bad. We're just not doing what we should be doing really, really well. So it's almost.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks,
you know,
Bill.
Bill was one of the ones who he'd tell you straight up, hey, you're not doing your job the right way. Now it's kind of sheltering it a little bit because I think in part sheltering the performance on the field sort of insulates him from, I would say he thinks, all of the backlash.
It's going to be really crazy, and we'll get to the Falcon sound coming up in a little bit, but this story was just too interesting not to talk about. In 10 years from now, when we look back on this, we're going to say the greatest football coach who ever lived ruined his reputation and his legacy because of his 24-year-old girlfriend. Like, that's an actual thing that happened.
Well, in 10 years from now, when Bill is 83, 84 years old, and Jordan Hudson is 20 or 34, 35 years old, will they still be a thing?
No. They're not going to be a thing after this. She's gonna try to go do a podcast somewhere, get a deal,
get a media deal,
write a book, maybe.
My Life with Bill.
Yeah, from the way she seems, maybe take a run at office somewhere, go try to be a politician.
My Life with Bill at Chapel Hill.
Yeah, exactly. My Snuggly Bear, or whatever it is yeah. that she calls. She kisses him.
And
maybe does other
some
things.
Other, maybe
too.
Some of the stuff, too.
And maybe she does other things, too.
Hey.
It's really unbelievable. All right. That's the latest going down at Chapel Hill, Bill Belichick saga style. Again, we will get to a bunch of sound. I got Xavier Watts, Caden Ellis, and Coach Ra that I need you to hear before we get out of Dodge at 10 o'clock. When we get back, we're going to do something we haven't done in a while. It's a good point to check in with the Falcons coming off the bye. Let's spin the wheel, NFL style. NFL teams stock up or stock down. Given their situation now, some teams playing upwards of, you know, 5-6 games. We'll check in and see where everybody is. That's coming up next. We're going to spin the wheel, stock up, stock down. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you till 10 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.